8. You will hear two people talking about buying a bicycle.
So, have you bought a bicycle yet?
I nearly bought one last week, but in the end I didn't really think the salesman I spoke to knew enough.
In our local bike shop? Oh, they're usually very helpful in there.
Yes, I think he was new. Anyway, maybe I need to do some more research online.
If you look on the internet, sometimes there's too much information. What about talking to my brother, who's a professional cyclist? He'd give you some useful ideas without trying to persuade you to buy a particular product like they do in shops.
I could do.
Nine. You will hear a man telling his friend about his Welsh language course.
How are you getting on with your Welsh language course?
Not too bad, actually. From what other people had told me, I thought the grammar would be really hard. But actually, it isn't too bad. The main issue I have to deal with is our teacher. If she spoke more slowly, I'd understand a lot more. I miss so much. Oh well, I'm sure I'll get used to her. Our classes are only an hour long, though, so just when I'm getting into the lesson, it's over. Anyway, it's a beautiful language, and I'm glad I've taken it up.
10. You will hear a woman telling her colleague about her weekend.
Morning. So, how was your weekend?
We went to the city for the day, to the new outdoor street market everyone's talking about. It never stopped raining, though, and we all got very wet. I was happy to leave. Both the kids spent the next day coughing the whole time. That meant we just sat on the sofa watching TV all afternoon, which was something I really needed to do, despite all the arguments about what to watch. We did eventually manage to find a couple of films that everyone would be satisfied with.
11. You will hear two friends talking about a new restaurant.
Have you been to the new restaurant on the high street?
Yes, I guess it wasn't too bad.
I thought the food was pretty good value at least.
It's true, they don't charge too much.
The service was slow though when I went. The waiter had to apologise.
I don't mind waiting when the food's all freshly cooked, but it was quick enough when I went. That was just it. Everything seemed to either be out of a tin or frozen stuff heated up in a microwave.
Such a shame, but you're absolutely right. Even if it isn't an expensive place to eat.
12. You will hear two old friends talking at a party.
Oh, hi! John, it is you. I thought so. I'd recognise that jacket anywhere.
You know it's always been my favourite.
Yes, but I thought you'd have a new one after all these years.
Why bother if it still fits as well as ever? After all, fashion has never interested me that much. I see you have to wear glasses now as well. I'm still not really used to mine.
But they look good on you, particularly now you've shaved your beard.
Thanks. Anyway, what have you been doing since I last saw you? You look well.
13. You will hear two colleagues talking about a meeting.
Where's this afternoon's meeting?
Well, it was supposed to be upstairs. But surely we're not going to have it now that John's off sick.
Oh? I've heard we're going to carry on as planned.
I can't believe that. Without John? Oh, well, I'm ready for it. I'm doing my presentation and I think everyone will like it.
I'm sure you'll be great. Did it take long to prepare?
To be honest, I spent ages on it. That was fine, but my laptop kept shutting down while I was preparing it. That made me really mad.
Oh dear.